Night Drive on Siren FM. Celebrate that Wednesday wonder with style!
Hurrah, hurrah, and triple hurrah. Cameron, are you a selfie person? Do you like to actually take selfies of your place in Nashville? And yourself, of course?
On occasion. I'm not a huge selfie person.
Michael, selfies, are you...
No, not at all.
Not at all. And a drama student, too.
Yeah, nah.
Very healthy attitude, Michael. Lauren?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I'd have to agree with Michael. I'm not a huge fan.
You're not
of the selfie.
A selfie fan at all. Rachel?
I can't say I would take selfies, but I've got a phone that's like from. Doesn't even have a camera, so I don't know if I would if I did.
That's the kind of quality we bring you on the Madrid Drive here, Siren 107.3 FM. People who are a selfie free zone. That's the important thing. I can't quite understand these Australians actually purchasing gifts for the royal baby. I think he's got what he needs, really, and much as it'll be charming to actually have a tea towel with little baby George, Icky Wicky George on it.
Well, they're all stolen anyway, aren't they?
No. I'm not going to go there. Not at this level of a scenario. Please, step away. Otherwise, I'll do my Skippy the Bush Kangaroo impersonation.
Hey, I have an Australian Shepherd dog, so it's okay for me to make jokes like that.
Fine. We can go with that. Anyway, Cameron, you haven't had the sheer joy and delight of speaking to Rachel Warren before, our fine year English student, unless, of course, you've tuned in around about midnight in Nashville time to hear her dulcet tones on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, so a rare treat for your good self.
I can't even stay awake till 10 o'clock at night, so no, I haven't been able to. No, it's nice to meet you, Rachel.
Thank you. Very nice to talk to you, too.
There we go. You see, polite. That's what they are in Bury St Edmunds.
Of course.
And it's a wonderful area. When you were in Peterborough, did you ever sort of think to yourself, Cameron, oh, Bury St Edmunds, that's the place to be. If I can't get to Nashville, I'll go there.
Actually, I really like Bury. I used to live in Mildenhall in Suffolk,
so it wasn't close. All
that far from. So I didn't live very far from Bury St. Edmunds, and I really liked Bury St. Edmunds. And the ruins of the church there, I loved it. I used to go there all the time.
Never let it be said that we don't plan this show out seamlessly, in every sense of the word. And as we mentioned, from are you both LPAC producers, or is it just a case of, Lauren, you are effectively Michael's cheerleader?
No, she's part of the group.
You're part of the whole thing. Just set the scene for the listener and Cameron, before we go into Cameron's fantastic musical choice. What exactly do LPAC producers actually do, and why is the second May Bank holiday particularly exciting for all fans of LPAC producers at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre?
So LPAC producers is a group of students at the university. You don't have to be drama students, can be any students. And we work alongside the LPAC staff to program professional stuff to come in. We commission artists and we organise different events. And our current event is called Spring Fling, which is happening on the 26th of May. And it's basically just a chance for all students to have a break from studying, also get the community involved. And we've got things like sumo suits, we've got sports day races, a bungee run, live music. Just a really nice day, and hopefully it'll be a bit sunny as well.
I know, Cameron, you've always had a secret yen for actually asking Jolia to go into a sumo suit, but we best not go to that. No, exactly.
No, the idea of getting in, especially on a hot day, into a sweaty rubber suit.
That's why we got into radio. Anyway. and Lauren, are you looking forward to the Spring Fling?
Yeah, very much so. I think it's going to be a really, really good day. I think it'll be good for students, as Michael said, to be able to like have a bit of a break from studying and just kind of
fling their springs,
effectively. Yeah,
quite literally. Fling springs for the sling fring, or whatever. Rachel, thoughts on this?
That sounds brilliant. Sumo suits are great fun.
There you go. Okay, moving on, we have got My Little Girl. Not literally, of course, but it is a lovely tune by an Italian country band. Share with us, Cameron.
Yeah.
What are we about to hear?
12N are from Italy, and husband and wife duo. They're coming over here to Nashville pretty much for the month of June, so we've got some showcases hooked up for them where they're going to be playing out. They're going to be doing a writer's night with Jolia and another writer. We're just really looking forward to it. They're really nice folks. And they just put out a video for this song. So if you go to their YouTube page, which is 12NTV, you'll be able to see the video. This is the song. This is called My Little Girl on Siren FM.
of course, Cameron, it is time to ask the assembled team what they made of 12Endler. But before we actually do that, Rachel, you made a very important and significant connection between your time on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition and a feature there, and indeed Cameron Tilbury. What was that?
I just asked Alex if you and Melanie, who I've spoken to on Thursday mornings, and apparently you're in the same company for your music.
It's amazing, isn't it? you see the, what you miss when you go to sleep, Cameron. But of course, you can always check out the podcast and Podbean sites and various other factors as well, because that's the sort of magical thing that we actually are. Let's go to Michael first and foremost. Michael, what did you make of My Little Girl?
It was great. I mean, I thought it was ironic that this show is called The Midweek Drive, and I could imagine myself having a midweek drive while listening to that track. It was great.
Michael, that's not ironic. That's the way it's structured.
Exactly.
It's designed to be that. You know,
it's clever.
It's the kind of middle of the week where you think, do I need to have, a show packed full of traffic, travel and various other things? No, it's okay. Sun shining, celebrate. Obviously, if there are any major incidents, we'll let you know. It's the important thing. Lauren.
I agree with Michael. I thought it was very, very good. I was pleasantly surprised by that. And I think
when I said country, you thought, oh no, it's going to be some hick sort of Hawaiian guitar sounding thing. Pleasantly surprised, very good. And Rachel?
I enjoyed it very much. I thought it was really good.
And then he's actually got another choice tomorrow, so we might actually share that with Ian Lennox on the show tomorrow morning. So great news there. So thumbs up, and as we've said before, an Italian country themed band. Extraordinary. It's wonderful. You wouldn't have thought it, really.
Please check out the video. It was shot at a club in Venice, so that's pretty unique to have a country video shot at a club in Venice.
Yeah, I mean, I think after that, the only thing you actually can look to do is maybe go over to Kiev or Chechnya, or possibly, maybe aspects of the Crimea could possibly sort of benefit from the joy.
But then you just end up walking around with your hands up in the air, surrendering to everybody. So
I don't know. You might as well carry on to all sorts of other wonderful things. Okay, on the show today, Anna Lewis will be joining us from Jersey. John Jarrold, Lincoln-inspired patron, will be joining us as well. Do you remember Lincoln-inspired, Cameron, because it was a whole year since we effectively launched the whole thing. Or would you like a little mini refresher?
You could, but I do remember it.
Well, a mini refresher in any case is...
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world is needed for a millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk. and explore the inspiration.
Yeah, so, Michael.
See, I think that needs a little bit more of a punch. It needs something at the end saying, we'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll just need the edge. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I like that. I think I'll send that over to one of our comm producers, and I think
I'm sure.
Yeah, Ed Wellman, we'll pick the thing up a bit more oomph. Yeah, I'll go with that. I think you're absolutely right. Lauren, Lincoln Inspired, are you familiar with the concept of what it is and what's happening and so on?
I have heard of it, but I actually don't really know what it is.
Well, there you are. There is a brochure for you.
Thank you.
These are available online in all sorts of other marvellous ways. What about yourself, Michael?
I heard of it last year. And LPAC producers, I think, were thinking of getting involved last year. And I saw a lot of stuff that was happening around Drill
Hall. We've given you a brochure, obviously, for our meeting, so there's no reason why you can't get along with that. Yeah. And if you're around next week, of course, St. George's Day, birthday of Shakespeare, also, and the death day of Shakespeare as well. He topped and tailed it on either way. Very good. Wrote a lot in that short time. Or his wife did. We will be having at the collection the Lincoln-inspired traditional curtain raiser, the Lincoln-inspired literary quiz at the collection.
Sounds great.
Wow.
You have to be careful that you don't confuse that with the Lincoln Perspired thing, because that's a whole different event.
One of them you need an awful lot more air freshener for, that's all I can say. But still, let's not get overexcited on this particular thing. It's a different line. Rachel, tragically, you're going to be back in Bury St Edmunds next week.
I am, yes.
Unbelievable. But there are lots of other exciting things that you'll be involved with Lincoln Inspired, because we've already signed you up for them. So there we are. Yeah. So what are the last two questions we need to put to Cameron Tilbury now?
Oh, yes. Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
I haven't. It's been fun remembering Bury St Edmunds.
Of course, always is. Bury's lovely. No, can we look forward to talking to you again sometime soon?
You got it. I'll be back next week.
Thanks.
Just had an email from Tara DeLulu Bennett, the United States editor for SFX magazine, saying she's all set and ready to go. That'll be at 6:05 UK time. Before then, of course, we've got John Gerald and Michelle Monroe, and before all of that...
Notes from a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the midweek drive.
19 minutes past five, and Anna Lewis, you're in a chicken farm. What's going on with the world?
I decided to go for a walk because the weather's so glorious, and I took the same journey that I used to make when my children were small, which is near the local synagogue, actually. It's in a very unusual place. But next door is this completely bonkers chicken farm, and the chicken have a nasty habit of crossing the road. And
there they are in the background now!
Yeah, you can hear them there. They do get quite excited, so they start...
They're on the radio, Anna. They should be very excited. Yay! Siren FM! That's chicken speak, in case you're wondering. We always feel it's very important that we actually appeal to the chickens of the world, because, after all, where would we be without them? Exactly. In the studio, we're sharing the show this evening, Anna. We've got the fabulous Rachel Warren, who normally does the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, but this is her first ever Midweek Drive Wednesday evening slot.
Goody.
And she's from that wonderful part of the world that a mutual colleague of ours, when we were at university together, Stephen Butterworth, actually came from. Yes, I speak from... Actually, he didn't come from... He went and taught there, and he taught in the town of Bury St Edmunds.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's actually a nice place.
So, have you been there, Anna?
No, I haven't, but I know a couple of people who have been there and said nice things about it, yeah. So... Yeah, nice and old and quaint and that kind of thing.
Old and quaint.
Am I wrong?
It's Bury St Edmunds, quite clearly. And also from LPAC Producers, that's the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, talking about their Spring Fling, which they're going to be doing on the bank holiday weekend of the end of May. That's May 26th. That's right, little chicken. Or should I say Mr. Hen, Mr. Cock crowing there in the background in a nice sort of way, because obviously chickens don't really do that. Is there a seagull as well? We don't care. It's like Hitchcock's the birds here sometimes.
Two chickens are actually up in a tree. This is getting weirder.
Eat that, BBC Radio 2. We've got two chickens in a tree. It's all right. We're not scaring them. Michael, in terms of, obviously, the event that is Spring Fling,
yes.
Have you catered for potential chicken people who wish to actually sort of turn up at the same time?
We've not, but I feel like we're missing something out. We should have some chickens at the event, you know.
Yeah, I think we should.
Why not?
I think those rural activities are critical from that point of view. And Lauren's nodding as well. Lauren, whereabouts in the world do you come from?
I am from Howsham, so it's a little town that's near Eastbourne. Which is a seaside town.
Exactly. There we are. Hailsham. It's wonderful stuff. So basically, you're closer to Jersey than most folk actually in the studio, really.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Have you ever taken the boat over at all?
No, but my grandparents used to go there a lot.
Oh.
Did they have positive things about the whole thing? Did
yes.
Anna?
Yeah, very.
Very good. and Michael, your part of the country that you originate from is?
Lincoln. Never left.
It's a bit like Royston Vasey, but real. You know, that's the classic thing. It's just wonderful. So what kind of week have you actually had, Anna? I mean, obviously, since we last spoke, last week you were still researching...
Demential
scenario things. We had lots of interesting feedback from
things.
That. Yes, what have you been doing this time?
This week I have been... Well, in fact, today I spent a whole day with about 100 wills that people made from 1500 to about 1937. So we've been looking at wills, putting them in date order, listing them, thinking whether they're something people would ask for. They're very glamorous. They've got like seals on them and loads of nice, beautiful copper plate ink handwriting. So it's been a will day today.
Well, let's face it, if you're going to pop your clogs, you might as well leave something for the legacy. I mean, that's the important thing. And in case people are wondering, she's not referring to the 24-hour clock. It is indeed the years 1500 to 1937, as opposed to 3 p.m. to, you know, 20 to 8 in the evening. It's time travel. Anyway, time for us to play this.
This is the award-winning Siren FM. Next month, the United Kingdom joins the rest of the EU in voting in their representatives for the next European Parliament. And this could be the first time that you vote, especially if you've just passed your 18th birthday. This could also be the first time you decide to vote in a European election. But how do you decide? Well, Siren FM is staging an ambitious programme on Friday, the 9th of May at 7:30 at the University of Lincoln. And we're inviting you to put your questions live to a panel including sitting MEPs Roger Helmer and Bill Newton-Dunn, as well as prospective candidates. You must apply in advance online. So just go to sirenonline.co.uk and click on the European Elections box you'll find on the top right-hand side of the page. Your chance to make a difference with Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
Siren FM, East Midlands Station of the Year.
That's what we call public community broadcasting, Anna. Just important to actually get that message across there.
Yeah, we thought so.
Let's do an apathy check here. Michael, will you be actually attending?
Maybe.
Voting? Will you be voting in the elections?
Possibly.
Laura, will you be voting? Or is it a case of, no, I don't believe in that kind of ridiculous democracy?
I'm the same. I haven't really thought about it,
to be honest. Rachel?
I have to admit, neither have I.
And that is the British perspective writ large. Never mind. I mean, Anna, do you consider yourself European or just a subsidiary tax haven somewhere off the south coast? Or
It's difficult because we're much closer to France than we are to England. You know, even the laws in Jersey were in French until about 1950-something, so you had to pay extra money for a lawyer to translate all the legal gobbledygook, legal fees were high. But I don't know. I think we're lucky where we are, really, because we do get a nice amount of French influence in Jersey, which rubs off on our street names. And also, you know, some of the cafes got like a French.
Technically, of course, Anna, Le Nom de la Rue.
Le Nom de la Rue, yeah. So, ironically, there was a public toilet. Two gents' toilets that became the Café Toulouse. And they turned it into a cafe.
Sensational, exactly. Quel surprise. Hopefully they were better than just a hole in the ground. I know Parisian hygiene has actually improved substantially since the 1500s, but you can never tell. Rachel, any questions you'd like to put to Anna about life, the universe and various other factors?
The universe, other factors. So how come you're walking in a field of chickens? Just because...
Good question.
There's one rooting around. I decided to go through and take a walk from where my son used to go to primary school, and I got off the bus three stops early so I could do this little pilgrimage, you see. I mean, he's 17 nearly, so, you know, we're going back a long way.
It's never too late or early to start talking chicken. That's all the important thing
As I said, you know, this is a nice, reasonably quiet road. There's geese in the field next door, a couple of squirrels up the road, and it's actually where the lavender farm is in Jersey, which is lovely. It's acres of lavender. So it's a nice scenic part of the world.
As many a red squirrel family has actually said, you'll add a couple of grey squirrels in, they take over the neighbourhood, we don't know what's going to go on, basically. If you've got a couple of squirrels up the road, who knows what could happen then.
We don't have a single grey at all. Our squirrels are red.
Lucky. You've just got to stay with that, haven't you, really? Otherwise, who knows what could happen. I feel as though we've been on a little... Dr Toni Collett would actually be... She would have been impressed with respect to that. In fact, tomorrow morning we'll be talking about keeping your garden nice and tidy with Dear Mud Gavin. But still to come on the show today, Warwick Davis will be joining us. John Gerald is coming up. It's time though, Rachel. Your little hen there. Would you like to ask those last two questions to Anna Lewis, our poultry correspondent this evening from the island of Jersey?
I can indeed. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have indeed.
Sure. Good. And will you look forward? Can we look forward to talking to you again next week?
I shall be away. I don't know where I'll be next week.
Don't know where, exactly. It's anywhere you say before.
The week after.
Well, there we are. Post-Easter, Anna will return.
Yep. Yes, for sure will. No worries. I threw a wish in the